This week on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Season 3, Episode 2 of TMNT Classic, Turtles on Trial. I'm King Cowabunga.
And I'm Pizza Tustin Gub.
You're listening to Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Episode 20.
We're literally back.
Fifth time tonight.
We had technical issues. Listeners, we had technical issues.
This would be the third time we're going to record the episode. Is that the fourth?
Two and a half.
We ran through it once and it got deleted. So
it was, listeners, it was gold and you missed it.
Let's go. We kept going on about biker mice from Mars and you'll never know. You'll never know.
Ugh.
Except when the
I don't even want to talk about the episode anymore. I just don't give a shit anymore.
Well, too bad. Yeah. You're going to.
We have to. We made a promise to the listeners.
We made a promise to the listeners, apparently. You're going to have to go through it. Listeners, if you hear us just slam through this really fast, it's because...
This is going to be a quick episode.
We've already done it twice.
Ugh. I'm sick of this.
I'm sick of the turtles.
I was gonna read verbatim the Wikipedia entry on the episode.
Then we just end it. Yeah, it's over. Alright, so the episode starts with the turtles watching professional wrestling.
Yes.
Back when professional wrestling was good.
This is verbatim how we started the last
one. This is how we even started the last one, right? I'm just going through it. Back when it was good, now it's bad.
Now it's bad. Wrestlers now are good.
That was our point. Wrestlers today are actually probably better.
Wrestlers. Characters are worse.
Characters are worse, so it's not as interesting.
Anyway.
You know what I loved about old school wrestling was how over the top it was. Like, what was it? Sergeant Slaughter teamed up with a guy during the early 90s, during the whole Desert Storm thing.
Yeah.
It was some kind of, you know, guy who's supposed to be from... I can't eat that baby. It's some guy...
Maybe the Iron Sheik?
Iron Sheik, thank you.
Yeah, the Iron Sheik.
And the whole time he would come out and say, America sucks.
Yeah. Well, they did that recently. There were French dudes that came out recently that were like, America sucks.
But it doesn't work anymore because people today hate America. Everybody's raised today to hate their own country. You know, Americans today are raised to hate their own country. When I was growing up, Americans were raised to like their country. So it worked. Now it's like, yeah, we suck. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So it's not as good. Yeah. Apparently, the Iron Sheik used to get death threats, which is awesome.
This speaks to mob mentality, which speaks to the episode that we're talking about.
We went on about mobs as well. Yeah. None of you will know, because you'll never hear the original. God. All right, so they're watching the show, and then we see the terrible turtle that's a wrestler.
Yeah.
And they're all about it, right? The turtle's all about it, but Mikey's not about it.
Mikey's like, no, we got to watch this other shitty show.
They're eating popcorn while they're watching it, too. Have you noticed this?
And the popcorn's
really lazily... done? Look at this. This is so lazy. Baby, look at this. You'll appreciate this. Look at that. It just looks like they got an eraser.
It looks like mashed potatoes.
It looks like they're eating mashed potatoes. The treat, mashed potatoes, goes great with every wrestling match.
Don't you love it when you get your friends over, the Super Bowl's on, you get out your big bowl of mashed potatoes?
Baby, it's mashed potatoes. We're going to keep that. That would be awesome, hanging out with your boys and somebody just pulls out a bowl of mashed potatoes and puts it down as if it's normal. You watch the Super Bowl, you take out a few beers, and there's a mashed potato.
You'll pass the dip and the mashed potatoes.
Pass the dip or the potatoes. There's no chips either.
Just imagine, like, the bowl, someone just sticks their whole hand in each and then passes to the next dude. The next dude just sticks normal, it all.
As if it's normal, right? They're licking off their fingers.
They eat it like Pooh Bear eats honey.
Like Pooh Bear eats honey. Yes.
I think I just saved the episode.
You saved it. Oh, that's funny. All right, so then
Mikey switched the channel to a show called On Trial with Clayton Kellerman, who's like this shock jock dude who wants to kill the turtles and calls them menaces who should be hunting down.
Still having a hard time getting over like Pooh Bear eats honey with mashed potatoes. That's great imagery. Baby, I'm doing the show. You can't just chime in. Jesus. God. You keep pressing that tofu. That's what she's doing.
Anyway. Oh, this is the best and the worst episode.
All right, so. So then Mikey wants to watch On Trial, which is with Shock Jock guy, who's a jerk, which was very big. You know, it's even big today. You know, it's people like that guy who just he's a troll. He just wants to hate on things, and you could dump all of your insecurities and frustrations onto whatever that person is talking about.
Yeah,
whether it be meter maids, Ninja Turtles, you know. Anything, whatever, you name it. Just some scapegoat to dump your anger on.
And the crowd is with him.
The crowd is all about it. Yeah,
fuck those guys.
Actually really funny to watch because you see him going, yeah, blah, 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 turtles. And then it cuts to the crowd and they're just pissed. And they're holding up signs. We hate the turtles.
Ugh.
It's great. Which is great. Because that's how I see society, by the way. In my mind. Society is just one big, stupid, angry mob. That's what people are. There he is.
He's the best designed character.
Clayton Kellerman. Gub sent me a picture of him. He is a very well-designed bad guy, I have to say. Pretty funny. All right.
So April comes down to the turtle lair and is like, they're like, who is this guy? Why does he hate us? And they're like, oh, that guy's just an asshole. He hates everybody.
I would love if that was in the script. That guy's just a dick.
But he's like, she's like, that guy's an asshole. He hates everyone. Also, I got you these masks.
Please cover your face when you go out.
Shitty. I bought you these shitty masks.
Shitty, poorly. So she just says the guy's a dick. And then, you know, we got you these rubber masks to cover yourself up when you go outside.
Yeah. And they look like Uncle Fester masks.
And then at first they don't like it, but then they do like it. And they look really creepy.
They're little babies.
Kind of like big babies, yeah.
Yeah, they're really creepy looking.
I would say that's right.
And then we cut to the Technodrome after they got their masks.
Right, and then Shredder is sweating.
They're all sweating because Shredder forgot to steal, what was it called?
Some special
thermal benite?
So Crane can turn on the equivalent of the air conditioner.
The air conditioner doesn't work. The solar benite.
I like how this episode is just about, you know, typical problems you would deal with in your life. I don't like this show. My air conditioner doesn't work. It's hot outside.
Well, they're also surrounded by molten lava, so it's pretty fucking hot in there.
If you were surrounded by molten lava, you wouldn't like it.
I totally didn't realize. Like, it pans down, and it's like just a Technodrome surrounded by lava. And then they're inside, like, man, it's hot. Like, fuck yeah, it's hot. You're surrounded by lava.
When you're surrounded by lava, it's going to be pretty hot. And then Shredder, Krang is just laying into Shredder, chewing him out about how he's a failure. You know, again, I always see Krang as that kind of horribly mean housewife who just destroys that, you know, husband, you know, just ruins him, just lays into him about all his failures and how he's not a man and all that stuff. That's what Krang does to Shredder now every episode. And then eventually Shredder gets so fed up and goes, well, if you're so great, Krang, why don't you just do it yourself? And then Krang goes, oh, that's an excellent idea. I will go do it myself.
And then,
And then Krang is going to do it himself.
Krang's like, I'm gonna do it by myself. I'm gonna do it all by myself.
And he'll go get the thing he needs, and while he's at it, kill the turtles. You know, just take care of it, and then it just becomes he wants to just kill the turtles. That's all he wants to do.
Yeah, because the turtles are back on land in New York, and they're eating pizza with their masks on.
Yeah, that's right. So then it cuts to the turtles eating pizza with their rubber masks on, and they have a weird rubber sound effect when they eat. Do you notice that? It sounds like they're pulling the mask.
It's almost like eating on the mic.
Yeah. Yeah, which no one's ever done.
No one's ever done. We don't do that on this show.
I didn't do it in the Lost episode of TMNP. Lost episodes of TMNP.
That's on the cutting room floor, fellas.
King Cowabunga eating while recording. Gump gets angry.
Cutting room floor.
It was just a carrot. He's so mad.
So while they're eating pizza, the bank across the street gets robbed. And they decide we have to stop these guys.
I like how banks were always robbed in cartoons. I have never seen a bank robbed. When was the last time somebody robbed a bank?
Well, this is New York City. This is New York City in the 80s, guys. There were bank robberies.
When was the last time a bunch of armed gunsmen robbed a bank?
Latest bank.
Last week! It's really recent.
News. Apparently, 3 days ago.
Shows me. What do I know? It's a bunch of guys with black masks on.
Two armed men attempted to break into Central Bank on Monday.
Did they succeed?
No, they were caught.
Okay. Really.
Oh, no. One in custody. One is at large.
That's actually pretty funny. Listen to me. That doesn't happen anymore. It happened 3 days.
They routed with pellet guns.
Pellet guns?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So anyway,
these guys are robbing a bank. The Turtles stop the bank robbery, but they take off their costumes, which makes no sense. It defeats the purpose of wearing it.
Yeah, and then the mob. Rah, 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 rah.
And this mob appears after.
Rah, 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 rah.
They just hate the Turtles because of this guy,
Clayton Kellerman.
Clayton Kellerman, thank you. Clayton Kellerman, you know, his mob appears and just chews out the Turtles and hates them. And the Turtles say to April, hey, maybe we should do a show.
Put us on that. Give us a guest spot and we'll explain our side of the situation.
Yeah, yeah. Which is the most naive thing to ever say. I think today you would know to never do that. But maybe when this whole shock jock thing was starting, people didn't realize how dishonest it is.
Yeah.
There's no honesty to it. It's just designed to make you look bad. And then the Turtles, and then April goes, well, I mean, they'll put you on the show if it gets ratings. And then, you know, this guy, the Turtles agree to do the interview as long as they can do it in the basement of, I guess, April's news studio?
Yeah, because it's not going to be safe in the studio because the crowd is going to kill them or something.
Which is ridiculous because they end up going there anyway.
Yeah.
And later, spoilers. And then
Irma is like all in love with the Turtles.
And then Irma gets excited because the Turtles are going to be there. Because Irma is just so desperate for attention. She's starving, anything. A turtle man, anything. She doesn't care.
Anything except...
A guinea. Anything except a guinea. Anything except a guinea. And then the Turtles... also, before I forget this, so Krang... No, so now it cuts to Krang, and he's all about going to
Up there.
Back to New York, up there. He just beat up the Turtles. He's got a new little outfit, because for some reason he doesn't want to wear his human outfit. His robot, you know, android man outfit.
No, you forgot about him watching the commercial.
That's right. I skipped it.
You skipped a bunch.
I skipped the point. All right, I'm sorry. All right, go ahead.
So it cuts back to the Technodrome, and Krang's like, I'm working on my plan to go up to the surface. And we have Rock there like, do you need any help? Which is like the first time they've ever actually been helpful or tried to be helpful.
Oh, they offered to be helpful.
And Krang's like, no, I don't need help. So they go off to watch.
You guys are losers. He disses them.
So they go off to watch their version of the Smurfs. The Slumps?
Slurps? I don't know what it is.
Whatever. And during the show, they see a commercial for the Kellerman show on trial saying the Turtles are going to be on there.
Then Krang gets excited because he
Krang's like, I'm going to kill them on live TV.
Which is kind of amazing.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
I gotta say, it would be pretty great.
And then the Turtles are back in the lair and getting coached by Splinter about being on TV. Because they're worried about being on TV. Or Mikey's worried about being on TV.
Yes.
What does Splinter know about being on TV?
Splinter is an expert about television, don't you know?
Ugh.
What does Splinter say to him? I forget the quote, but it's funny.
Wise men have nothing to fear from laughter?
Wise men have nothing to fear from laughter. And then Michelangelo goes, "What about a turtle?
What about wacky turtles?"
Right. And then it cuts to, so then they're gonna do the show, or I forget what.
Yeah, they're on their way to the show.
Yes. But while they're on the way, Bebop and Rocksteady and Shredder decide to bust up a museum. I don't know if they're doing this on purpose to lure the turtles out. It just seems random.
No, I think what happens is Krang says he's going to steal this specific weapon from the place that also has the solar benite, whatever.
Right.
And Shredder freaks out. He's like, "You never let me do anything with you. Like, you never let me."
He's being insecure. "We never do anything together anymore."
And Krang goes, "I can use your help. You go up, cause distraction, and I'll do this thing."
Ah, okay.
So they go up to the Natural History Museum. Shredder, be up at Rocksteady, and they just start fucking shit up.
Yep.
And then the turtles, on their way to the museum, on the way to the show, turn around and go to the museum to stop them, and they get into an awesome fight scene.
Yes, and it's a good fight scene. And then basically Shredder and Bebop win. I mean, Shredder, Rocksteady, and Bebop pretty much win.
Yes.
They're doing well. And then Krang goes, "No, don't kill them. I want them for myself." And then they let him go. And they run away. They exit stage right. Shredder throws a tantrum, which I find hilarious.
Oh, yeah, Shredder throws a little tantrum.
He throws a little tantrum. He's like jumping up and down. He's very upset.
Yes, the best.
It's pretty funny. Shredder does that quite often in this season.
He does.
Well, he did in the last season, I should say. It's pretty funny, though.
So then we see Krang at the weird castle in the middle of the town somewhere. The little store, yep. The warehouse castle thing. And he steals the solar thermite,
mm-hmm.
Benite, whatever it's called. And he also steals the thing that looks like Ed-209, which is the weapon that he wanted to steal to kill the turtles with.
Yep.
And then the two rock soldiers that he goes with chuck him in there.
Yeah. But they literally throw him into it.
They count it off. They're like, one, and two, and
they throw this brain into this Ed-209 monster robot.
And then little Krang becomes the happiest he's ever been.
He's very happy. And then these guards try to stop him and fail miserably, which is pretty hilarious.
And then Krang shoots them.
Which is great.
The first thing that does a gun is shoot two people and then blow up a desk.
It's pretty hilarious.
He's kind of the best.
So. Kind of?
Krang's kind of the best.
He's the best. And then what happens after that?
It cuts to the outside of the museum, and Vernon is videotaping the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more fuel for the for Clayton Kellerman's show. So they end up going back to the show to give their side of the story from the basement of the news studio, and then Krang attacks while they're on TV.
Yep,
and it's a big final fight scene.
Yep. And then the turtles defeat Krang, and then Clayton, whatever his name is, doesn't appreciate it. No, he appreciates it, but then he says, "I'm still going to be mean to you, because that's my thing."
Yes.
That's what I do. And then the episode ends.
Basically.
That's it. That's the episode.
We recorded this 3 times, guys.
This is the best you're getting, all right?
We started strong and then teetered out.
So that's it. We're done.
Krang is so happy in that machine. Can't get over how happy he is.
He is really happy in that machine, I must say.
Ugh. But then and then Mikey swings that giant the block of cinder block thing.
Yeah, that's pretty great. That's during the fight scene.
Yeah, that robot becomes super easy to beat once Shredder gets in the way and fucks shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Krang gets his little tail stuck underneath on a piece of gum. You remember that?
Yeah, that's pretty great too.
Ugh. Well, at least the air conditioner is fixed. The end.
The end. We're out of here. We're done. I'm King Kong Bung heading out.
And I'm Pizza Toss and Gub.
See you next time. Take care.
Later.